coming up tomorrow at the Superior Dome. It is the 11th annual UP Football All-Star Game. Joining me on the line right now is the event organizer, Todd Goldbeck. Todd, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I wanted to get you in here this morning. I know you've been talking with our guys on our sports channels and all of that here across the network, but here with our audience, tell everybody a little bit about what's going on. We've got the big 11th annual UP All-Star football game, and this has really been quite a week, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been such a busy week. Yeah, we really have had stuff going on all week. We had the food drive that we donated St. Vincent de Paul, had raised this year over 1,500 pounds of food for them, and those meals will help people. And Wednesday we had our player skills challenge, a little kind of midweek relaxation. And of course, yesterday we went to Baycliff, which has become one of our signature events here with the All-Star Game. We went and spent some time with the campers out at Baycliff and had dinner with them last night, and that just was fantastic. And then tonight we'll be at our banquet, and the keynote speaker tonight will be Jeff Olson from Ishpeming, head coach from Ishpeming, and then tomorrow's the game. So yeah, doors open at noon at the Dome, and then kickoff or player announcements will be right at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and this is a spectacular event because you've been doing this now for going into 11 years now, and you've got the graduating seniors, the guys that played around here over the last couple of years, one more chance to get out on the field and have a go. Maybe some of these guys never actually even played against each other or definitely played with each other on the same team.
No doubt. That's a really unique thing about, you know, a lot of All-Star games, but with the UP in particular, because it's such a small geographical area, yet, like you said, most of these kids maybe never have played against each other or with each other before. Another thing last year that we implemented kind of as a gimmick for the 10th anniversary was drafting the players, like a fantasy football draft. So the coaches get together and they pick the different players on each team. So I give them the number of players, and then they get to pick each one for their own team. So it really is mixed up this year. We've got kids from the same school on two different teams, and it really creates an exciting dynamic.
We're talking with Todd Goldbeck today. He is the organizer of the annual UP Football All-Star Game. It's tomorrow at the Superior Dome. But really, for the fans and family and friends, this is a great opportunity to see these guys out on the turf one more time. And that's kind of the thing here, is we want to make sure that people have the opportunity to see that. And I got to ask you, in terms of the talent that we're seeing right here in Marquette County in particular, who are some of your highlight players from, let's say, Marquette or Negaunee or Ishpeming? Who you got on the rosters?
Oh, boy. I mean, we've had, you know, so many good players, and this year even more so, that huge senior class. We've got, you know, Marquette representation with Zach Albright. We've got Aaron Corkin and Don Denofri from Ishpeming. We've got Robbie Williams from Negaunee. You know, we've got representation from all the area schools around here, and then not to mention the outstanding classes that, you know, Escanaba had to run deep in the playoffs, and Menominee had to run deep in the playoffs, and Norway, you know, those players those teams have multiple players here. So, yeah, it will definitely be a high-quality level of player that we've got here. This is a great group.
We're talking about the annual UP All-Star football game, and Todd Goldbeck on the line with us today. He's the organizer. You know, Todd, you mentioned to me a moment ago about these things that you're doing in the community, the food drive, the trip to Big Bay, and doing all of these things. Why is that an important part of this entire week for you as you put this together?
Yeah, like you mentioned, it goes back to the fact of this game being probably the last time that most of these players will play. You know, the reality is that there's only a few that will go play college football. The rest will go, you know, into the workforce or college or the military or some other career. And so we need them. They're going to enter the community. They're going to be in the community, and they're going to be community leaders and members and part of that. And so we just need them to acknowledge and remember and get in the zone that they need to keep giving back to their communities, because they have lots of coaches and teachers and people help them along the way when they were younger and even now, that they might not have even known about. You know, a local business maybe sponsors their youth team and keeps those going, and they maybe didn't even know about that. So they need to remember that, you know, in a few years, that's going to be them. They're going to support the next youth kids coming up. And so this is just a great way to do that and reinforce that throughout the week.
The game is coming up at the Superior Dome tomorrow. You said gates, doors open at noon and kickoff is at 1. Todd, one of the things that I know about this is this actually turns into a really good game, in particular with some of the last ones that there's just been great battles out there. Because a lot of times All-Star games, people are like, oh, well, they're just, you know, they're going to get together, whatever. But when these guys hit the field, they're out there to compete because would it be maybe because it's that one last time that they're out there?
For sure. No doubt about it. Yeah, you took it right from me there. That's exactly right. You know, a lot of these All-Star games, you know, like the Downstate game and some of these other state games, those kids are going to college football for sure. They're playing in college. And so, yeah, it's they know in a couple months they're going to be right back at it again. So maybe they don't give it their all. For a lot of these guys, this is it. This is literally the last time they're going to put the pads on. So there's definitely that competitiveness and, you know, that let's give it one last shot. You know, and they say leave it on the field. This really is. This is it. They're going to leave it all on the field tomorrow.
Todd Goldbeck on the line with us, organizer of the UP All-Star football game. And Todd, before cutting you loose here, give everybody the rundown of what's happening tomorrow so they can head to the Dome and enjoy.
You bet. Tomorrow, Superior Dome in Marquette. Doors open at noon, and you can get tickets right at the door. And then kickoff player announcements will be at 1 o'clock with kickoff right to follow that.
Well, we appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes out of your busy schedule today. Have a great game, and we will talk with you again soon.
Thanks a lot.
All righty, bye-bye. That is Todd Goldbeck, organizer of the 11th annual UP Football All-Star Game. It's happening at the Superior Dome in Marquette tomorrow. We're going to have the broadcast of the game here for you. Mike Plord will be doing that with his partner, Bob Netto. You know them from the Ishpeming Hematite broadcasts. Well, they're going to be on 103 FXD and also on its sister station, 92.7 WRUP. So bring your radio with you when you head over to the Superior Dome in Marquette tomorrow for the 11th annual UP Football All-Star Game.